Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let me do my best Zemnis impression.
Oh, God.
Welcome to the AndrewCast podcast.
That's actually not bad.
Where your heart lives.
But are you Zemnis or are you Ansem? Because they all sound the same.
Though. Those Ansems.
They all sound the same now.
Menacing. Zemnis sounds like an old prophet.
He does. When he talks. I love that voice, though. Like, yes. And it's everything
Let
he says.
Let your heart be your guiding key.
Like, the Ansem Heartless is like, strong guardian. Right. Kingdom Hearts 2, remember
in
that thing?
In case you guys haven't figured it out yet, this is a very heavy Kingdom Hearts episode. Yeah. Kingdom Hearts 3 just came out, was it, like a week or two ago?
Two weeks ago.
You, Speedy Gonzalez, has already beat it.
I mean, how could you not? I've been waiting 12 years for this game to come out, Andrew. I've been dying to play it.
I played almost every single day with at least 4 to 5 hours in it after work.
That's a lot.
Yeah, me too. Yeah,
I wasn't playing around.
I would play.
That's
like,
a lot.
I wasn't
play
playing
at
around.
At least 4 hours a day.
Yeah, at least.
I think I'm logged like 24 hours already on it.
I have 41.
This is how I play Kingdom Hearts. Ready? I get home, and as soon as it goes to the Instagram loading screen of Kingdom Hearts 3,
oh yeah,
when the loading thing is up and it says press X to play, I say, Siri, set a timer for an hour. Because I know if I don't do that, I'll play till I
how
fall
do
asleep.
How do you feel about the whole Instagram loading screen? For those of you who don't know, in Kingdom Hearts 3, like when you go to a loading screen, it's almost like a Disney Square Enix Instagram where like Sora or Donald or Goofy has their account and they're talking about like, you know, when I'm with my friends, I can do anything. Hashtag heart, hashtag love, hashtag power, you know, like hashtag look out. It's like, you know, we went to this world and ran into Organization 13, you know, hashtag bad. Yeah. It's like really corny.
Yeah, it is corny. I also think it's hilarious how there's pictures for the more serious moments in the plot, like in Monsters Inc. World where you meet Vanitas. There's going to be spoilers, but not too many spoilers because I haven't beat it yet. Where you meet Vanitas in Monsters Incorporated, the loading screen is a picture of Sora in the monster form and the Keyblade being pointed at him, and the caption says, Ventus is inside me, and then
what? What's with people being inside Sora?
The hashtags are Ventus, Vanitas, awkward time to find out. That
literally was funny. That was one of the funnier ones.
But yeah, I think it's Square's way of just. I feel like the story was less serious this time around, man. I feel like it was more Saturday morning cartoonish.
Like,
it didn't go as deep.
Well, okay, well, we're going to keep it as surface as we possibly can.
I know probably the last quarter of this game is the most important story.
Dude, there is an insane switch in this game. How it's like,
I don't even know what you're talking about. Because honestly, like, I couldn't keep up with any of the story. None of it made sense anymore.
Well, you gotta understand,
remember that you also...
I watched all the recaps, though.
It's been a bit for you, but like, it's different when you're actually playing it. And right. Sheldon's been playing them like way more than I have, and more recently, too.
Yeah, because I had to go back because I knew this game was going to pull some strings.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, it makes sense sometimes, apparently. But like, I played Kingdom Hearts 1. I played Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories. I played Kingdom Hearts 2. I watched all the recaps for all the other games that I missed. I go into this game, and like, I don't know, motivations don't make sense for me. Like, sometimes they're talking about a whole plot, and I'm just like, what?
Well, some of them have literally no motivation. They're just doing it because they're trying to find a sense of belonging.
The nobodies?
Some of them.
Organization 13.
Yeah, some of the nobodies. Well, you got to remember, they're nobodies, so they're essentially like, they're nothing. So they're trying to find a purpose to do something, and that's how they get entwined with
the organization. Yeah, but like sometimes they're like, why are you doing this? And they're just like, I don't know. Like,
right, because they're just
like,
bored.
Like, they're some just of like, them are bored. I'm right. just here to have fun. You're I'm just right. here to annoy you. I'm just like, that's not a fucking motivation. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you, I don't know. It just
well, that's
it
why,
didn't make
so,
any
that's
sense
why they
me.
Called some of them as like bench players, remember?
Who's like, who's the dude with the guitar?
Exactly.
He
him.
Fucking
I
annoyed
can't.
The shit out
Demix.
Of me.
That's Demix.
Demix.
Demix annoyed the shit out of me because like he was just like hanging around and like he seemed useless.
Yeah.
And like, I think I what annoyed me most about the whole game is that, I don't know, I feel like there was no sense of urgency like throughout the
yeah,
entire
that kind
of
pissed me off,
like,
man.
You run into
yeah, it was
people.
Weird.
Like, Sora, it's like, people. Dude, Sora's like having a jolly time
yeah.
when there's like actual like death and destruction happening around him.
I mean, this is supposed to be the conclusion, right? But like, he keeps running to organization members
dude,
throughout the world.
You guys
and
just...
He just like talks to them and there's no fights. They like summon a monster and they leave and like
because
like,
he already beat them. So he's like, "Why are you back?" And some of them are just replicas.
Well, I thought it
that's
would
not
be
a spoiler. You should know that.
No, I'm just saying that it's that's too convoluted for me. And
mm-hmm.
You guys summed it up perfectly. I'm playing the game and I'm like, "What's missing? Is it because I'm older?" And then I think about the storylines of the other games and it's like, "No, they went to go seal the keyhole so the darkness would stop coming out right. in the first one right. and in the second one." Yep. And there was also like we have to go find Kairi. Like there's this whole yep. like thing of like finding Kairi and finding Riku and there was an urgency and a pace to right. the story. But it feels like the propelling motion for Sora in this game is like to get his powers back and that's
to get
not
the power
drastic,
of waking, yeah. which no one knows what that is for one.
Well, no,
that and it never seems
that's
like
dream drop distance.
Well, he's like supposed to get it in this game. Like that's the whole point.
he
is that
does.
Brian's very critical.
No, because he loses all his powers, right?
Yeah, but he. This is where it's entering spoiler territory. But we know he gets it back.
I can't tell you where he found it in the game because I
you
never
do know.
Because
if I say where it's at, you're gonna be like, oh.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. Right. Like, sure, he gets it then, but like throughout the entire course, he's like trying to get this power of waking back, right. like whatever the fuck that is. And so, you never feel like he's any closer to getting it until that point where he gets
it. You
got to
remember
like,
that he's not a Keyblade Master. Riku is. Riku and Mickey passed because they went to Dream Drop Distance where you dive further and further into someone's like dreams and stuff like that into the worlds. This is getting convoluted, but that's how you got the power of waking to bring someone back to the living mm-hmm. when they're like, because they say sleep is the in-between between death and life. Like, you're just sleeping, so...
So the power of waking is to bring someone back between death and life.
Yes. Also, on the verge of death.
Okay.
To bring them back to
like,
life.
Ventus is on the verge of death because he's, like, sleeping.
Yes.
Okay.
He's, like, he was literally in a limbo
so
for 10 years.
Aqua has the power of waking?
Yes.
Okay.
That's from
and, like,
Earthless
every other Keyblade Master has the power of waking?
Aqua does. Terra does. Mickey. Riku.
Okay.
Those are the only ones who have the power
who
of waking.
Who passed the exam.
They're the only ones who passed the exam.
Okay.
Technically, Terror failed it, but he's obviously a master.
I haven't seen it yet, but...
Well, no, I'm saying from Birth by Sleep.
Okay, okay,
because the beginning of the game is the master exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that, and then he loses it because he gives in the darkness, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
Exactly. I'm so sensitive to spoilers that the Donkey video for Kingdom Hearts 3 came out, and I
wait,
clicked it.
When?
And
yesterday?
In the first 20 seconds, it showed like a frame from the end of the game, and I was like, bah! And I just immediately yep. clicked off of it. Yeah, I was like, no.
Like I was saying, though, but this game, because it was annoying because I'm like, dude, this is so lighthearted to be a like conclusion.
Right.
And then it hits the fan, and I'm like,
I just
oh.
wish.
Okay, cool.
I was like, oh. But
I don't
I'm like,
think...
why is this in the last right,
cool.
quarter?
At least I have something
this
to
be,
for.
It should be the midway point.
At least I have
so
something
I'll
for.
Say the ending is cool, like the fights at the end are cool, but I just, for some of them, I wish they would have spaced some villains out. Like,
right,
they would have spaced
yeah.
some fighting out for some villains. You know, some villains get beat in the middle of the game, and they don't have to die.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, I
yeah,
think it's safe to say, even though you haven't played, you know there's going to be a showdown at the end, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
There's
so,
going to be a huge showdown.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
so, like,
there's got to be.
I think they should have been able to have boss fights with, like, some of these characters, some of these villains.
Yeah.
And have you fight them and have them not die like
yeah.
they did in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Right.
And they could still have them at the end for
dude,
some big
exactly.
showdown.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
they could be stronger
the
at the
only
end.
Thing that confuses me, and I still don't understand it, and I've played all of them, is just young Xehanort. I don't understand
so
his purpose, and I get that he sets the whole chains in motion, but it's so confusing when you see him with his nobody and heartless Anselm and Zemnas.
Well, to go off of that, why does his young form look exactly like Terra?
And that too, that's what's so confusing sometimes, because sometimes I can't tell the difference. Because
there's like a possessed Terra, right? And then there's also
right.
young
Xehanort,
but they're not the same
young
person.
Young Xehanort is the one with the long hair. Terra
Terranort
stays like
But they look exactly the same.
It's
why?
True. They look very similar. The hairstyle. I'm not sure why Tetsuya Nomura made them look so similar. That might
because old Xehanort doesn't look anything like young Xehanort.
Yeah,
except for skin tone,
the eyes,
and eyes, skin tone and eyes,
facial expressions. But whenever young Xehanort, because even his purpose in Dream Drop Distance, I was like, this doesn't. I was like, that is one of the most confusing pieces.
What I'm saying is Ansem, and Xemnas, like Ansem, Secret of Darkness, and Xemnas look exactly like Terranort. Because that's like how they were created. So why does young Xehanort look like them?
No, they're young Xehanort's heartless nobody. They're not Terranort's heartless nobody.
Okay, explain that to me because
I think that's right.
Okay, so
is that right?
Well, no, because Terranort's the one that was the apprentice of Ansem the Wise.
Yes,
and he's the one that like gave his heart to darkness.
Yeah,
so
you're right.
The experiments were done on Terranort. So
right.
You're right about that. Dude, it's hard for me to follow Kingdom Hearts plot. So we'll jump back into the plot, but I just want to talk about the game. I mean, as far as gameplay, as far as your expectations, and barring the end,
the attractions.
Gameplay
was
great. I hate the attractions.
Attractions,
okay,
seriously,
I love
killed.
The attractions.
Nah,
they get boring.
They get
real
boring. It's not
even
that. It's just that they happen so much.
So like, what bothers me?
That's why
it
makes
that,
the game so easy.
Well, you can cycle through which triangle thing you want to use. You don't always have to use.
I know,
one
but
that
it's like,
use.
Dude, I remember Kingdom Hearts 2. It would just say. Triangle just to like deflect or
dude
or,
I missed the action commands.
Right, the action command
those were cool.
Well, they were replaced with the attractions and the transformation, the form changes. And like, I think it's cool that they have form changes, don't get me wrong, but like, I miss the drives. You know, like they change summons with links, and like they're basically the same thing, but they're a little different because I think they
and
work
you barely
on
barely use links.
They work
so far.
They work on your like magic instead of your drive. You know what I mean? Like, whereas summons used to work on your drive, form changes used to work on your drive. You know. Now the form changes are like these Y commands or these triangle commands, and like, I don't know, I feel like they're missing something by getting rid of the form changes.
And I don't like how the links just give.
There's no dual wielding either. There's no dual wielding keyblades. What happened to that?
That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
See, that's why I think the game, even though it's like complete, I don't think it's complete. I think they're gonna drop DLC. They almost have
how
to.
For a single player game?
There's no
yeah, that
way.
Happens.
What's
really? Happens. They did it for fun.
Maybe
hold
Final
on,
Fantasy.
Hold on.
Maybe
Final
for
Fantasy
bosses.
15.
Answer,
maybe for
answer
bosses.
Me one question.
Okay. You can't change the mechanics
and
of the game.
Don't tell yes, me. Don't you tell can. Me what it is. Just answer me this.
Right.
I was so close to Googling it today, but I knew I'd be spoiled.
Yeah.
Are there any secret bosses in
yes.
this game?
Yes. There's
okay,
yes.
That's
one.
Okay. Right. Don't tell me anything else.
And here's the thing. So Final Fantasy 15 came out almost 3 years ago, right? They released DLC that. Kept going for ongoing 2 years.
Did you guys beat the secret boss? Sorry.
No.
I haven't played him yet because
he
beat my shit in.
Yeah, you like... So yeah, so apparently there's a way to beat him in like 2 minutes.
Is this
like,
Sephiroth?
No.
No.
Okay.
Apparently it's a whole new
character.
And there's
no Final Fantasy characters, man.
That was gonna be the whole next topic. I don't want to interrupt Ryan. What were you saying?
They reference Cloud in the opening scene.
Well, apparently there's a way to beat the like secret boss in like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
like
you get the ultimate blade.
Is that how it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a way to beat him in 2 minutes regardless, which is ridiculous because that never happened with Sephiroth and never happened with Terranort armor or Terra armor because that shit was hard. I never beat Sephiroth. I never beat Terra armor.
Lingering Will.
Whatever
Wars
the fuck they called it.
Remember that
shit
when you
was hard.
Did you beat Grader? That?
No.
There's no way I beat that one.
It was hard.
I beat Sephiroth.
I would get it down to two bars and die every time.
Dude, because he just had that sweep attack. He was quick.
I got
but
hit once.
You,
and I was
never,
like, "Ow, I'm
right.
done."
Well, oh I never got I'm to done. Level 99 when challenging them, and that was my
dude,
first.
There's
mistake.
Achievement to get level 99. This one, I'm like, "How? There's not enough game in
yeah,
this."
There's not enough.
Yeah, you
there's
get
like,
to,
not enough.
You're
game.
Level 40, and then you're ready to fight the final boss. Like that's
dude,
what
I went back to a couple of the worlds. I went back to San Fran, Tokyo. There's no more Heartless, and
really?
I'm like, "Yeah." So what they make you do? You have to do the battle gates, but there's only 14. And redoing them after a while is like
I didn't even try those yet.
Well, I mean, I went back to like, the Toy Story and there's
I leveled up 5 times in one battle game.
I went
are
back,
they hot? Like, are they fun?
They're pretty
it's
fun.
It's fun.
I tried to do one in Toy Story, and you're literally fighting like 5 dragons at once, and it's impossible. But and it's only like a 2-star. Like they do like like I think it's like 1-3.
1-3,
right?
Yeah.
A 1-3-star difficulty.
Okay.
Level 2, I'm fighting like 5 or 6 dragons with no mechs around, and like you're just supposed to fucking win. Like how?
In Hercules, when you do Hercules, you're fighting against those Taurus ones. They all have 4 bars of health,
there's about
25 of them. And then you have the other elemental Heartless coming in.
That's so annoying.
I'm like, whoo, this is, no, but that's what I wanted, though.
Yeah,
I've
been looking
for
a challenge.
That's what
I
want. I
was looking for a challenge, man.
But I don't want the challenge to be after I beat the game.
There's no reason.
It's not fulfilling. It's not as fulfilling. Like, you know, you do these challenges to get to the end, and once you get to the end, it's almost just like, all right, well, I could do this for
fun. The gummy
fun,
battles are hard, though.
I'm not going to go out of my... And gummy battles, I just skipped. I didn't care about them.
Some of the level three ones, those are tough.
I would go into these, like, gummy battles, and then I realized I could just leave them and still progress. And
I didn't know you
could
leave
them. You can leave them?
I didn't know you could leave.
Hold on.
Man, I wish I knew that.
Hold on. Everyone playing Kingdom Hearts 3. Ryan, spit some knowledge for us.
So, mind you, if it's like... You know how sometimes you get like these big boss fight in space, like right before you go to the world? Those you can't leave, okay? Because you have to do those.
You have to do those.
But like there's other ones, like you can just press pause and it goes leave battle. And you just get out of it. So like that's how I got.
I've been skipping through the whole thing.
That's
I was fighting level threes. I'm like, dude, this is taking 20 minutes.
Dude, I'm telling you, that's how I breezed through so fast. Once I realized I could do that, I was just like,
how did you discover that though?
I honestly, literally, I just got so annoyed with it. I'm just like, maybe I can leave it. And I tried it. Let's see what happens if I paused it. And literally, it literally says, leave battle. I'm just like, all right, sounds good. Peace.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that just blew my mind.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
You know how many fights I did?
Right, dude. I did so many.
Accidental ones, too. I'm just like, dude, I do not want to play this right now. Right. As I'm going to the world, boom.
I unlocked... So, like, you know you can, like, design your gummy ship?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bullshit, too, and I didn't do that. I don't
First
have time
off,
for that.
I never do
Before, yeah. I've never, and I've played all the Kingdom Hearts, I've never, ever, ever designed the gummy ship.
I never
Who has time for that?
Well, some people are making, like, Star Wars.
Did you see the GameCube one? Someone made a GameCube, and the tiny ship was a controller.
Okay, I thought that's hot. That's creativity.
That's great,
you don't need it to progress. That's the thing. Like, if I needed to do it to progress, I would.
I unlocked this, like, heartless gummy ship. That has like
son, that's hot. Show Ryan that. Somebody made a GameCube and GameCube controller gummy ship. Send me that after this so I can put it in the episode.
Well, anyway, I realized I unlocked this one like heartless ship that like it's ugly as fuck. First of all, like,
what is it? Is it like a regular heartless like little black?
It's like it looks like it's got four. It looks like a car. It's got four wheels. It's got some wings on it. It's got like the heartless symbol.
Right.
You know, it's white. It's really not special at all.
Yeah.
You know. It's a standard thing, but its speed is all the way up. Its defense is all the way up.
Yeah.
Its attack is like minute. There has no attack to it. But what did I do? I just fucking speeded through to the new worlds like so fast, like ridiculously fast. Everything that tried to hit me, like nothing hurt. Like even when I had to do a battle, like it dragged on forever, but like I never died because like the HP and defense was ridiculous.
Dang. Right.
So I would just like breeze through it.
Man, you guys are geniuses. Here I am with the second gummy ship, the purple yellow one, and I'm just ripping.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I just thought it was ridiculous that I'm playing on Proud Mode. I didn't die one time until I was 16 hours in.
Yeah, again, and that's the annoying thing about this game. You know, everyone's been waiting for this game to come out. The mechanics are pretty fluid. They're fun.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a
they
fun game.
They kind of messed up the flow motion, though. It wasn't the same. It was like weird.
So here's what it is. Not to break. Hold your point, Ryan. We always
Sorry
jump. We, no, no, no. It's cool. We jump everywhere. It's just the way we talk. I don't think you guys see it as rude at this point. It's just what we do. But I always feel bad. So it's like you can dash into the wall like you did in flow motion, and you can jump off.
Right.
In the beginning, I was like, I can't jump off the wall.
Right.
But now we can jump off the wall. But what you used to be able to do in Dream Drop Distance is you could dash again and then
That's
jump
what I'm
again
saying.
And get even higher.
You can't
but
do
now
that.
They don't give you that second jump,
right.
And I'm just like. Fam,
like,
why?
Yeah.
Oh man, but yeah, it was way smoother in Dream Drop. So I remember last podcast I was like, Kingdom Hearts 3 is my favorite Kingdom Hearts game. Dream Drop might be that one because
the
mechanics
were
so
fluid. So much.
But what were you saying, Ryan?
I was just saying that I just wish like the mechanics are great.
Yeah,
you know, it was a very fun game to play. I never had a bad time hacking. You know, you're bunny mashing at a point.
Yeah,
and I never had a bad time doing that. Using the magic works seamlessly throughout all of that.
Mm-hmm.
What I didn't like again was the difficulty in that I'm playing on Proud Mode. I think we all played on Proud Mode. It's super easy to fly through all of the worlds. There's
so
only
easy.
Eight worlds, mind you, everyone. There's eight, right?
Nine is.
Eight or nine worlds, whereas
Winnie,
like
is Winnie
significantly
the Pooh considered nine?
Probably significantly less than the worlds that were in the other Kingdom Hearts games.
Let's be fair though; they were kind of longer worlds than you would typically do.
Yeah,
I guess,
bigger.
But like
Pirates was at least a good three
like,
hours in there.
Hold on, like, and what bothered me also is that you used to have to like return the worlds.
Oh yeah,
and like that was always fun,
dude.
Because,
I love doing that where there's a second story.
It was fun because it seemed like this was so linear. It's just like you went from world, this world, that world. You never really had to return. There was nothing waiting for you when you came back.
And that's why I think there's DLC.
Yeah, well, there's nothing waiting for you when you came back. And
You know what it is?
And you seem more involved in like Kingdom Hearts 2, where like you had to go back and like you're talking about certain people in different worlds. So it's like you're more connected to all of them instead of just running through them linearly and never having to worry about them.
You're anymore. So right, man. But I think that's like Square for some reason thinks that that's a good approach to do with JRPGs now. Like, forgive me if I'm wrong, because this is one of your favorite games of all time. Final Fantasy 15, mm-hmm. the main story is kind of like that. Like, well, it was cut out for you.
It was, no, because it was open world. Right, so they had open world areas, but it was kind of like that's kind of how Kingdom Hearts was made. It's open world areas, but they're obviously Final Fantasy 15 was much bigger.
Yeah,
but it's open world, but then it's linear to the next open world, mm-hmm. and then linear to the next open world. That's like what Final Fantasy 15 was too. You got to a certain point, like you know, the certain point where then it's just like straight line.
Yeah,
it's
like I feel like the whole game is straight line except for choosing like. World 1A or World 1B or World 1-2B, 2A, you know what I mean? Like, you really, like, had two options each way, but it didn't really matter which way you went.
By the way, I always go to the stronger world, so I level up faster and then hit the weaker
I always went to the one that I was more interested in. I went the Toy Story first. I went to Big Hero 6 first.
Going to Toy Story first made me almost regret it. I was like, this world sucks.
I love that world.
It feels a little empty later on.
I love that world, but I was upset that they didn't have Zurgan.
Me too. That too. I wanted that to be the final
boss.
But
dude, fighting that on Proud, and then you had to fight those five robots. I'm like, dude, this is just, it was just dragging.
Dude, the robots.
Because all I hear the whole time is, wee-wee, my health going down. I'm like, this is pissing me off.
Yeah.
And then you'd see, and the Koopa coin too. I was like, that's kind of annoying. I was like, don't give me that.
How do you
use
that? By the way, the Koopa coin is this new item in Kingdom Hearts that you can buy. It's 600 gil, and then when you buy it, when you die, it saves your life,
I didn't know about that. That probably would help.
I love how casual
That probably would help me out for the final boss.
Wait, do you put it in your inventory? How do you activate it?
It just as soon as you die, just because like you see Koopa.
I'm almost happy I didn't know that though, because that would have made it way too easy.
You think
so? Nah, because there was that last fight, man.
Yeah, but that's the only time I would need it.
Because you only get one, so you have to buy another one.
That's the only time I would need it is for that final boss. Everything else breezes right through.
That's cool.
Also switch Donald to literally just healing.
Oh, that's what I did too.
I switched him only healing. Don't even attack.
Really?
Don't attack. Just heal.
Wait, when you switch him to healing in this game, does he still do the meteor and the flash flare and stuff?
Yeah, you'll still get that.
Okay. Well, then, yeah.
Yeah, because
probably
I had Goofy on Go Wild.
Goofy was killing some stuff, bro.
He was
killing some stuff in this game. Yeah, his attacks
were... I love that Goofy Bombard or whatever it's called when you throw him. He's like, whoa.
That helped out a lot, man. Yeah. You got to lock onto your target.
I preferred... that's another thing. Like, I didn't realize you could lock on to characters in this game.
With the shot lock?
So dumb. Just like, you know, lock. I feel
the
stupid.
The R1.
Yeah, because you're like...
Dude, you played without locking on?
Yeah, the whole game.
This guy's an animal.
Yeah, yeah.
So wait, you were rotating like the right stick to go find?
Yeah, for like bosses. I mean,
yeah, but you have to do it
in
the later stages.
When you're
that
fighting,
lock on's not helpful.
When you're fighting a swarm of people, like you can just like hack and like doesn't really matter.
Really?
But yeah, like it was literally the final boss. I'm like, he's like going so fast in all these random places, and like I'm just like I can't keep up with him. And
it's
like
it won't even let you lock on to him.
Really?
He's too fast.
Sometimes he does, and it helps when you do lock on to him. And I was just like, wait, I remember in other Kingdom Hearts games you could lock on. So I just tried it, and it fucking worked. And I'm like, I'm an idiot.
In the first minute of the game, it tells you, I think it was kind of late at night. He texted me. He's like, dude, how the hell do you beat this?
I was getting so mad.
And I think like, I said, like, dude, just block.
And I was like, you can block.
Enough.
But, like, that's another thing. They're like... Back to the difficulty, everyone. I was really upset because this whole game was way too easy, and at the end of the game, it's so fucking hard. I didn't have to block the entire game. I'm telling you, like, every single boss fight, I didn't block once.
Yeah, I just jumped over stuff.
I forgot you could block. And then at the end, Sheldon, we're talking about the final boss, and he was just, you gotta block. And I realized, oh shit, like, I have to learn how to block for the first time in the entire game. Because this is the only time it matters.
Yeah, man. Then you hit that counter action.
Because you know how Kingdom Hearts is. It literally tests all your skills that you accumulated until like the last fight.
Well, I feel like that's what the secret bosses did. Like, again, Sephiroth in Kingdom Hearts 2 is one of my favorite bosses in video game history.
Still one of the coolest characters in video game history.
Yeah. For sure. But that
with
game
a beautiful score.
Oh yeah, and there's no more epic villain anthem than that probably in all video games. But like. That boss tested your skill on every level.
Every single time, man.
Well, because
and it made you feel great when you beat it. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally was like, wow! Like, I jumped up. I was like, yeah,
He could kill you with his first attack.
Well, yeah.
That's how strong he was.
There's this one where he floats up in the air really slow, and he goes like that, and he brings your health down to one, mm-hmm. to 1 point. But then you learn after fighting him, you if know, you can hit him before he gets up that high, he yeah. doesn't do that
attack.
I don't
know if you noticed, but when you towards the end of the game, when you're just doing like boss after boss after boss.
Kingdom Hearts 2?
No, in 3. So okay, like towards well, the, end, not of the end of the game. Well, I'm saying towards you're about to be there. Right. So they take a lot of the original score from the first two games and remix them.
Good.
Wow, it sounds like you're waiting to hear that.
Dude, well, there's parts where they bring back old songs just out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Worlds. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, that's the one thing I really do like about Kingdom Hearts 3. Like, there's these little tiny nods. Like, when you have mm-hmm. to make Boo laugh in the Monsters Incorporated world, mm-hmm. and Sora does that thing where he throws his head up and smiles, like he does in Kingdom Hearts 1, where they ask him, like, to smile in Traverse right. Town. Stuff like that really got me.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for stuff like that, though, because I'm like, man, you expect me to forgive you for not putting Final Fantasy characters in here, and then right. they throw, like, a little moment from Kingdom Hearts 1. I'm like, all right.
I think it's really cool.
I got it.
They loaded this game with, like, emotion.
Yeah.
Like, this is, I think, since Kingdom Hearts 1, where emotion was such an important part of the game.
Totally.
I guess, but like, I don't know. Like I said, the story didn't get me like that. I was playing for the gameplay, and by the honestly, by the end of the story, I didn't give a fuck. Like, I didn't care about these. I didn't care about these characters. Like, it seems like there's like 3 or 4 trios that like they talk about throughout all these games, and like,
yeah, but you're also missing a lot of games though.
But like, again, like, I've watched a shitload of recaps. Like, I should.
It's different
from
though.
A story perspective. I should be able to follow this and like feel a little bit for these people.
Yeah, hold on.
I get
on.
That, but when you don't play the game and actually like invest like that time to playing it, it's like slightly different because it's like it's almost as like when you're. So, if, like, I don't know what your favorite game is. So, let's say for him, Sonic. So, if he's playing Sonic and he remembers how hard
what
Sonic
is. What
is
my favorite game? I'll get back to you on that.
Right. So, let's say he's playing Sonic. He's like, dude, this game's difficult. It's hard. So, it feels rewarding. So, he went through the hardships for a lot of Sonic games. But if someone's like watching the gameplay and some elements of the story, they're like, okay, that's cool. But they don't have that emotional tie because they didn't go through like.
Well, I'm a big story guy. Like,
you don't,
I need.
Right. Have you guys beat Shadow of the Colossus?
Yes.
Okay.
Beautiful story.
You could watch all the cutscenes in that game and not be attached to the horse, Arlong.
Yeah.
Remember when he dies, how you felt? You were like, no.
Because you played with him.
You were
like
why the horse? Right. Why? If you watched all the cutscenes, you wouldn't feel that connection. Birth by Sleep, you literally spend all your time with Aqua, all your time with Terra.
Yeah.
And you start to like them more than Kyrie, Riku, and Sora. And then everything goes bad.
Right.
And you're like, why? I'm in pain right now. So you want to see them come to a conclusion.
Same thing in 358 over 2 when you see...
I can't play that game.
Why?
Well, it's old.
It sucks.
Really?
I didn't think it was that bad.
It's a bad game.
Why? I didn't think it was that bad. Story-wise, it's good.
Why is it bad?
Gameplay is horrible. So first off, it's on the DS, okay. Which is like, dude, it looks
wasn't
like...
there a remake of it?
It looks like somebody ate PlayStation 1 graphics and pooped it out. That's how bad the graphics look.
Yeah, it was weird.
On top of that, it's mission-based. So it's like, go to the Beast Castle and kill 5 Heartless. And then you end up going there like 6 times. After that happened, I was like... I have it just to have it.
But that's not that game isn't a part of the PS4 remix?
No. The cutscenes are.
Yeah, because Square probably looked at it and was like, this game sucked. We made it just so that we could sell DS because we know Kingdom Hearts people would buy the DS just to play the game. So they do all the cutscenes on there. And then the cutscenes for that game.
They're like HD remastered.
They're
really nice looking.
For that game all take place at the top of the bell tower. It's like this looks like the freaking Kingdom Hearts podcast.
Wait,
they just sit there and talk.
So there's only one scene the entire. There's only one location the
entire. No. So what happens? They keep redoing the day. 358.
Oh God, no!
Because they're
that's like me redoing a whole fucking level over and over.
Well, that's essentially what it was.
Yeah,
so it's like
that cutscene was more rewarding when you were playing the level to get it.
Right,
but then you're watching the recap.
And then the part when Roxas and Axel clash.
Yeah, what movie is that? Like Groundhog Day? That reminds me of
it's Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
And the Jim Carrey one.
You're talking about the Truman Show.
Truman Show.
Yeah, that's a crazy one.
So like when Axel and Roxas fight. And when Shion starts kind of betraying everyone, it has a more rewarding feeling when you see the events that take place in 3.
Because, you played it.
Because you played it and you're like, damn.
Although I will say, you're talking about like explaining the story and like having a reason for caring about these characters. There was a really good recent video on YouTube. I think it's called like an okay summary of Kingdom Hearts.
I saw a thumbnail for it. I didn't watch
it. Yeah. I watched it. It's like 30 minutes. It was very good, actually. It's funny. It makes you laugh. And it's like he talks about how fucking ridiculous the story is, but he still like is true to it and like explains everything pretty well.
Right.
You know, like he summed up a few things that I was confused about, and after he explained it, I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And this was a dude that only had it explained to him. He didn't even play the games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
there are these guys on YouTube called their Nyan Cave, and they did a complete walkthrough of like all the games from August, played all the games up until the release. So I was watching them play 3 after I beat it, and then it was funny just watching play because they have all the games so fresh in their mind, so they get everything that's going on, and like they were like super emotionally invested because they were playing, they played 2 on Critical, they played Birth by Sleep Proud, and that game's annoying on Proud, especially when you have to go against Xehanort at the end and Vanitas.
Yeah.
That game's tough. That game's a tough game.
Is it really?
Hard bosses.
Dude, that's is a it hard fun? Game. Oh, it's a great game. That's
Birth
my favorite
Sleep
one.
Is my second favorite.
Is Birth by Sleep a remake? Did they remake that
one? No.
Yeah, it's on PS4.
Yeah. Okay. You can do it on PS4.
That game's sad.
But what's cool
is... That is a sad game.
I definitely recommend playing it on PS4 because it's the final mix. And then you get like that last Aqua chapter if you beat it in Proud Mode. So
I would if I had a PS4, but I'm just not going to buy a PS4 for it, you know?
Oh, you got Xbox. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
I think they're going to release those on Xbox eventually.
Why, though? Why would they?
They don't have to, but I think they
would. I think they should.
There's a lot of Xbox people.
I would love that. Don't get me wrong.
They should port it every system. I think they should port the original Kingdom Hearts to Switch.
That's going to happen.
The first game, they should have it on Switch. Dude, that'd be awesome.
What makes you say that?
I just feel like it fits for the Switch.
There's so much coming to Switch, too. Every Final Fantasy.
I mean, did you see that? I mean, to cut away from Kingdom Hearts for a second, did you see that link between Xbox Live and Switch?
Yeah, so what that is, they're helping developing their online system. It's not like it's coming to the Switch, so if...
But will you have Xbox Live services on the Switch? You won't be able to play Xbox Live games.
No, so it's like it's more so if you have a game that you have for Xbox and then you get that same game for Switch, so let's say Fortnite, if you get an achievement on the Switch, it'll carry over to your Xbox.
But you can't play against Switch and like Xbox people? There's no link there?
When did they announce that?
Last week.
It's kind of cool.
Son. It's so hard to be
productive. You know, Nintendo's novelty, and you know Nintendo's online system is terrible. Horrible.
Even for like Super Smash Bros.
Dude, it is garbage. It is so bad. It drives me. I'm like, dude, we're in 2019.
Ryan,
how have you not figured this out?
Let me talk to you about how bad.
How does match searching work in Super Smash Bros.?
Okay.
Oh, God,
dude,
so
listen,
bad.
We'll start from Sheldon knows a lot more about it than me. Super Smash Bros., one of the best games of the year. Honestly, I'd probably give an award for second best game. But check it out. And the year's just begun. This is what happens, man. You can't invite anyone into a match. I have to text you. I have to be like, yo,
here's
my friend code. I have a room open. So now you have to like search for friends' rooms. And you could have like 50 friends. So there's like 50 friend rooms that you have to cycle through. That's not even the worst part of it. There's no built-in chat, right? So once you do get into my room, you still got to be on the phone. I still got to text you.
That's so annoying.
Dude, I was like stepping up to the plate to fight people and Sheldon's texting me. He goes, chill out, bro. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you're not next. And I go, I don't know. Like, there's no chat.
Why don't they do that? Why don't they have a chat system?
It's like, dude, it's... And their chat system, if you download the phone app, so it's on the phone.
There's got to be a reason why
I haven't got to work yet.
Dude, so
there's got to be a reason, though.
So if I want to talk to you, if we're in the game, we can't hear each other until we're in the game, like fighting. Then we can talk to each other. Once the game ends, you can't talk anymore.
But I'm saying there has to be a reason why they haven't implemented that.
They're just so far behind on certain things.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
You can't even change the theme of your Switch. You can't even change the background of it.
Oh, really?
Dude.
Yeah, they're just
nuts.
They're just so far behind. I don't understand how.
I guess they're so busy
making games.
I think they're so busy just innovating that they can't just like apply something so simple.
That's true. And it's like, dude, it's so bad.
It's bad. It has to get way better. Also, like, they penalize you heavy. Like, so check it out. If you play online and you die first, which happens to me a lot, and like the other three players are playing, I don't feel like watching the whole match. I want to leave.
But it doesn't let you leave.
It doesn't let you leave. And if you leave, you start up your Smash Bros. Again the next morning. It's like, hey, bro, we noticed that you clocked out early. Do it again. We're going to suspend you. I'm like, dog.
Really?
I wasn't playing the game. I didn't rage quit. Right. I died, and I wanted to just be out the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
dude, it's booty cheeks. It like forces you to watch this match that you lost terribly.
Dude, you
can't
even hit start, like pause.
Yeah,
to, like, oh, really? Go to the main menu. It just works.
It's bad, man. And
I would hate that.
It needs a lot of work. So I'm hoping these patches will help. I know the new patch for Smash Bros. Actually changed the physics of some of the characters. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you saw the video of that.
Just like a nerfing and.
Yeah, little bit of nerfing and then like buffing. Just making things a little easier, like Piranha Plants and stuff. Like, you don't have him? Dang, I wish I brought my Switch so you can play as him. He's very good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
I've been using, I got my three mains.
Okay, we'll talk about the tournament later, but
yeah.
Well, back to Kingdom Hearts. Yeah. Where do we want to go from here?
I want to say this, because we've been ripping the game apart past hour.
Ask us questions.
Well, I love the game. I love it.
I think it's 9.5.
Yeah, I would have
had so much
it.
Fun playing it for a week.
Right.
Here's the thing. I think we're so critical of it because we love the series so much. That we wouldn't be that way if like we didn't love it so much. I put
a post on Reddit the other day and it had like 240 likes.
What'd you say?
I said, "Dear Square Enix, thank you. It was worth the wait."
Oh, yeah.
That was it.
It totally
and
was.
People were sounding off on it.
That's cool, man.
Like saying how much they loved it, how much they hated it. So I was just like reading what people were saying for like the past week.
So a few people who have never played the game have asked me about it because they're like, "Oh yeah, I heard that came out. Like, seems like it's a big deal, you know?" And I was just like, it's fun. You'll enjoy it. You all have no idea what's going on. But I think it's still worth a buy because it's still fun to play.
Yeah, so I said the opposite. I said to someone, if you never played even more than one game, do not buy this game. This game is not for... Even though they say it's like for anyone can play and they do a big recap, I don't think it's
enough. The recap's not enough.
I don't think it's enough.
No.
And they also
recap during
the game,
too. It's like 5 5-minute videos at most, which is not,
but they also
not even close.
They also do recaps in the game, like in the story. They'll say, oh, remember this? When this happened.
I also love how they don't remake those cutscenes. They show like the original PS2 engine cutscenes, which I like that
a lot. You like that?
That's cool.
Because that's nostalgia.
Yeah.
They sell it on nostalgia. Yeah. So you see it and you're like, and then when that cutscene ends and you see the game and you're like,
How do you feel about the in-game PCs?
In-game PCs?
I'm using the wrong term.
NPCs?
Like NPCs, yeah.
In Traverse Town, I like the fact that I can run through the town and I can hear people talking.
Yeah, that's cool.
It makes it feel less of a
Kingdom Hearts game.
Right, because all the other Kingdom Hearts games, dead worlds.
Dude.
Nothing there.
Yeah, but then there's these moments where like, remember when you were in Tangled World and you went to Corneria, like the kingdom, for the first time?
Right.
I was like, wow, look at all these people walking around. I'm not used to seeing this at a Kingdom Hearts
game. That's what I'm saying. Was it just me, or was this game really pushing your console to like the brink?
Yeah, no, it was pushing
mine. I saw this game going from like 1080p to like at 60 frames.
How do you judge that? Like, how do you know?
You can
see
it hiccuping a little bit.
Hiccuping. And I'm like, dude, this thing's like,
it'll
like looking a little choppy.
It'll be phased out as far as like, it'll be choppy as when animation goes and stuff like that. You can
like
see
when the camera's
moments.
Panning instead of smooth, it'll be like you see it just almost like it's ticking.
It did that in the opening movie for me, and
dude,
I was like, wow.
My console was struggling in Kingdom of Corona. I was like, because like it was so beautiful in the settings.
I don't remember that happening to me a lot, honestly.
Well, you guys playing on Xbox, and then when I'm playing on my PS4 Pro, it's going
so you got the. I don't have a Pro.
Yeah.
I got the Xbox S, and then I have the day one PS4.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons I didn't want to get it for PS4, because I was like, I think this game might be too much for the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of right, because it was taking my Xbox S to like the brink. But yeah, that cutscene with Kyrie and Lee. When it was doing like the landscape shots, I was like, ooh.
"Well, I mean, I hate like that whole subplot really bothered me because
Which
just like
one?
Axel and Kyrie training, because it's just like they just show them off screen doing this shit. And
I was
so, really have no fucking idea
I
what
was,
they're doing or why,
dude.
And like their dialogue is really bad.
It,
so that's
it
why,
because
you're missing.
No,
you know,
I know, I know, I know. They're like,
I was about
link,
to
quote unquote.
I was about to call Sora on the gummy phone and be like, dude, watch
Yo,
your
girl,
bro.
Guard.
It's about to go down. They're
Seriously.
Out in the woods.
Yeah,
he said, got it memorized.
There's no time going on. They're in a hyperbolic time chamber.
Bring the gummy
it's
ship.
It's like supposed to be all romantic, and it's probably because she's like a part of Xion, and like I get it, but like. It just was corny, and it didn't stick with me.
Honestly, I think the romantic tension was just because of how innately Japanese the dialogue is. Like, I feel
really?
Like
did
it
you play
makes,
the game
wait,
in English?
Wait, go back. What makes you say that?
You played it in
Japanese?
No, I'm asking. Did you play it in English?
I play every Kingdom Hearts in English.
Okay,
I'm not
gonna, but
I'm not about to have Mickey Mouse speak in Japanese.
No, but by far, I was thinking
about
happen,
bro.
Yeah, I was thinking about
Nanatsu. No, the
I was thinking about switching it, though. I was thinking about switching it because the dubbing was so bad.
Yeah. Dude, the words in the mouth were
matching up, and then when they wouldn't match up, and then like you see Donald Goofy, they're like, "Yeah, so are you Bonehead?" Then he's like this. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I was like, dude, what is going on?
But that's anything that's like is dubbed.
I was gonna say, I've watched too much anime to pay attention to that.
Right, but there was like weird, they could have cut that part out to make that yeah come sooner to make it more natural.
Me,
but it's just like,
I don't know,
Kasora looked dead
me.
In the face so many times in this game during like cutscenes.
Dude, Anthony and I always laugh at the classic Kingdom Hearts group laugh where it's like, yeah, you remind me of my brother. And they laugh for like 15 minutes
and you hear the ah, ah. I'm like, dude, that shit's annoying.
But see, that's part of the charm for me,
right?
And that's what prevents me from giving Kingdom Hearts to my other friends as a recommendation, because it's like, you don't understand. This is like, somebody summed it up perfectly online. They said Kingdom Hearts has its own language.
It really does, man.
It has its own language.
Watch your heart be your guiding key.
But just like when it comes with like light and heart and stuff like that. But you're right. Those Axel and Kairi training scenes, they're a bit awkward. I thought they would look wonderful though.
I just feel like they were forced in. Like, I mean, I don't think it's a secret to you that Kairi's not in the game really at all. You know, and like
at this
point, or Axel. You know what I mean? Like, not to say they don't have a role, or they may not. I don't know.
He's a fan favorite too.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't play as them. You would think that you would have like, I'm sorry, but you don't play as them. Like, and
no, I don't expect
you
that.
You would think that they would have at least for their training session, you would have a little bit of gameplay for them, just so they're not completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem useless the entire game for me.
And that's what. That's why I really enjoyed the few moments you get to play with Riku.
Yeah,
that was cool.
He's a strong.
I just
strong
love how his dash
individual.
Makes him disappear. I'm like,
dude,
yo, why can't Sora be like this?
Final Fantasy 15. That's exactly what it was when he was doing his dash attacks. If you remember 15, when he's just zipping.
Yeah.
Just all the way through. So,
dude, when I got the Toy Story world, first off,
I wish they would have done a Final Fantasy world.
Okay, we have so much to talk about. Let me say this: when I got to Toy Story World, I was so pissed at you guys because you guys go, how about that fake Final Fantasy commercial? And I was laughing because I was like, they're doing this like just to get on me. Bro, when I saw that pop up, I was so mad. Like, I was like thrashing around in my bed.
Really?
Like,
dude, you thought we were lying to you?
Dude, yeah. when it happened, I was like, damn, did I hit the remote?
No. I was like, I literally thought, and I got so pissed because I thought they added commercials in game.
That's what I thought too.
And I was like, you pieces of shit, really? Like, this never fucking happened to me. This is in no game. You're really trying to sell me a fucking Final Fantasy game in
looked
the middle
great,
of Kingdom
though.
Hearts?
Looked awesome.
It looked like God Eater 3.
You know what
like,
that
I was
is,
like,
though?
Is this God Eater 3?
Do you know what that was, though?
It was the game.
Yeah, that was Final Fantasy. That was supposed to be Final Fantasy 13 verses that was supposed to come out years ago that he made, which turned out to be Final Fantasy 15, but he wasn't on Final Fantasy 15, so Final Fantasy 15 is not his product.
I know the story of Versus. I've seen the test footage of it, but I feel like this video was supposed to be like an action Square Enix series, but the character's supposed to look like Riku for like the end joke.
Well, the thing is, that they just changed the hair.
Yeah,
that was the exact same model from the Versus 13. They just changed the hair color.
Yeah, I got you. Because
they had the same eyes and stuff like that.
I just didn't
like how Sora's like, yeah, it looks like me. I'm like, bitch, how? He has white hair. He's wearing the exact same clothes as Riku. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's funny, though, like to see like an anime toy in Toy Story universe. I thought that was kind of clever.
And did you hear them reference the Final Fantasy god?
Dude, when you guys go into the Toy Stories,
Summer's almost here, and Old Navy's got thousands of summer's hottest styles on sale now in stores from just $5. Get all your favorites, like tees and tanks for just $5, shorts for just $10, and jeans and dresses and swimwear for just $15. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store for free today. New summer styles are just $5, $10, and $15 in stores now at Old Navy. Valid 5/13 to 5/19 in stores and select styles only. Summer's almost here, and Old Navy's got thousands of summer's hottest styles on sale now in stores from just $5. Get all your favorites, like tees and tanks for just $5, shorts for just $10, and jeans and dresses and swimwear for just $15. Can't wait to wear it? Buy online and pick up in-store for free today. New summer styles are just $5, $10, and $15 in stores now at Old Navy. Valid 5/13 to 5/19 in stores and select styles only.